Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, FDA has accepted a new drug application for giredestrant under priority review. FDA also issues a complete response letter for Cingulate's CTX-1301. And Dan Troy, former FDA chief counsel, explains the roadblocks and hurdles facing the FDA's efforts to bring stricter oversight to direct-to-consumer prescription drug advertising. FDA has accepted a new drug application for giredestrant, an investigational oral selective estrogen receptor degrader, as an adjuvant treatment for adults with estrogen receptor positive, HER2 negative, stage 1, 2, and 3 breast cancer, granting priority review with a PDUFA action date of November 30, 2026. The acceptance is based on Phase 3 data in which giredestrant reduced the risk of invasive disease recurrence or death by 30% versus standard of care endocrine therapy across more than 4,100 enrolled patients. The first oral SERD to demonstrate a positive Phase 3 result in the adjuvant setting and a potential first major advance in early-stage ER-positive breast cancer endocrine therapy in more than two decades. In other regulatory news, FDA has also issued a complete response letter for Cingulate's NDA for CTX-1301, a once-daily multi-core dexmethylphenidate tablet, utilizing the company's proprietary precision-timed release platform to deliver three precisely timed medication releases across the day for ADHD, citing specific chemistry, manufacturing, and controls information requests, with no current concerns identified regarding the clinical safety or efficacy of the drug. The CRL arrives one day past the May 31st PDUFA action date and represents a regulatory rather than clinical setback, as the deficiencies identified are of a type that companies frequently address through a Class 2 resubmission within 6 months of receipt. Cingulate says it expects a prompt submission of the requested information and noted it holds approximately $30 million in cash to support the additional CMC work and resubmission process. Finally, Dan Troy, former FDA chief counsel and a leading authority on pharmaceutical advertising regulation, touches on the structural and legal obstacles complicating the FDA's push towards stricter oversight of direct-to-consumer prescription drug advertising. Troy addresses why enforcement in this area has long lagged behind the volume and reach of DTC promotion, examining the constitutional, jurisdictional, and resource constraints that limit the agency's practical authority, and the degree to which the current regulatory and political environment is reshaping what stricter DTC oversight could realistically look like in practice. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.